The burning. Off a seashore in Russia, I run, laughing at the mystery of movement in the form of water, laughing at my father with sand on his face who will one day die. Or imagine for a minute a locomotive full of people, rocking with the motion of a vintage sorrow, heads bowing as if time has beaten them. In my winter season, I think of monks in Penang, who sit without sound for weeks, how they live inside silence. The silence is alive. The ringing of a bell is an intricate acorn. My soul hits the ground when it falls. The apple, for all its perfection, will never change. The seed I swallow fashions a knot in my throat. The fiber of the peel winds like a staircase leading me down. I look at my teeth marks in fruit, in flesh, like a message, an erotic code deciphered by tearing and biting down. I want to keep this braille, this transcript of my soul. My body is a vessel of wanting. My body is a vessel of fury. My body is a vessel of apology. I am the thread, and the damage the thread made after the mending. I am the god I don't know, and the fire that burns with no fuel.